at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. It's the most terrifying thing. An avalanche has killed a man at the Palisades Tahoe Ski Resort in California as a major storm moved through the region. CBS News Sacramento's Andrew Hobner says there's more on the way.
This region is coping with another storm that is expected to bring high winds and as much as 2 feet of snow. In the last year, at least 30 people were killed by avalanches here in the United States.
In the final showdown before the clarifying Iowa caucuses next week, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis said if he's elected, he'll punish those he believes overreacted to the COVID crisis.
The people that violated the Constitution during COVID to lock people out of schools, to destroy businesses, to force masks on people, to try to force vaccines, I'm going to bring a reckoning to all these agencies.
For her part, former U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley had some pretty tough words for former President Trump.
Biden won that election, and the idea that he's gone and carried this out forever to the point that he's going to continue to say these things to scare the American people are wrong.
The debate took place in Des Moines, Iowa, as did a Fox town hall where Trump appeared at the same time as the CNN debate. Trump's sharpest critic in the race for the Republican nomination for president has dropped out, surprising no one, says UVA political analyst Larry Sabato.
Chris Christie accepted reality. He wasn't going to be the nominee. His campaign had never really taken off. And he simply didn't represent the Donald Trump political party that the Republicans have become.
This is National Human Trafficking Awareness Day.
This is a day to bring attention to a crime that impacts nearly 28 million victims around the world. Former FBI agent Clark Frogley.
It's a huge industry, right? Over $150 billion.
So how does the day bring awareness?
We're linking people, organizations, places, addresses, phone numbers, all of that. We're linking it all together so that you can actually begin to detect the activity at a network level.
Stacy Lynn, CBS News.
The king would be so proud. Tennessee Governor Bill Lee has signed into law the Ensuing Likeness, Voice and Image Security Act, stands for the Elvis Act. Its goal? To protect artists from the improper use of artificial intelligence. Lee spoke to a roomful of music industry professionals.
Every one of you who's an artist or an engineer or a producer, you have a gift. And it's unique to you, and it's very important that it not be copied, stolen, mocked. It's very important that that be protected.
President Biden's son, Hunter Biden, is scheduled to appear in a federal court in Los Angeles to be arraigned on federal tax charges on Thursday. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggeho. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A group of conservatives in Racine County are launching a recall campaign against Assembly Speaker Robin Voss. Matthew Snorick of Union Grove filed the paperwork on Wednesday. He says that Voss is blocking fair elections in Wisconsin by not moving to impeach the state's top election administrator, Megan Wolf. In a statement, Voss called the recall a waste of time, resources, and effort. The Wisconsin legislature will have new political boundaries this year after December's state Supreme Court ruling. Governor Evers says it's a big step towards a more fair and functional legislature.
We are a purple state. The legislature does not reflect that. We have to have competitive races. Our present legislature does not respond to that.
Evers speaking with Up North News on Civic Media. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Packers getting ready for the playoffs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Green Bay Packers holding practice, preparing to take on the Dallas Cowboys. Running back Aaron Jones missed games this year due to a hamstring injury, followed by a sprained MCL. At age 29, is he concerned about his future with the team?
Nah, I mean, we're in a playoff run, so this is where I want to be, so I don't see why I would be thinking about that. I have another year under contract, so how can we get the job done in Dallas?
After losing to the Packers for the 10th time in a row, the Chicago Bears have fired their their offensive coaching staff, including coordinator and former Packer assistant Luke Getsy. After 2 years, Matt Eberflus remains head coach. College basketball, Marquette losing at home, 69-62 to Butler. The Badgers with a win at Ohio State, 71-62. Head coach Greg Gard.
We've grown a lot. I mean, we took on the schedule we did because we had an experienced team that we felt not only could handle it, but needed to be challenged.
That's Wisconsin's Greg Gard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A couple of inches of snow in the overnight. We'll see lows dropping to the lower 20s. Clouds in upper 20s Thursday. Thursday night, snow developing after midnight. It will be heavy at times Friday into Friday night, and a winter storm watch is in effect. It's 24 at our studios.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Still don't know what I was waiting for.
Good morning and welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Calvin Butenhoff is on the board and a very, very special co-host in studio with me today, the one, the only, Nancy Brian Kelly. Good morning, Brian. How are you?
Hi, Jane.
It is so good to see you. It's so nice to have you here.
It's super happy to be on air.
Thank you for joining me. We have a really busy show.
I'm ready to go.
And next hour, I'm geeking out all over the place. Greg is on vacation, and he would be mocking me endlessly because I have a thing for birds.
Really?
I like birds. I think they're fascinating. I just kind of like creatures in general. But yeah, I find birds particularly exciting. And there happens to be a bird rescue that is right around the corner from us here in downtown Waukesha. And Johnny Watermelon is the one who tuned me into that. And so I stopped in there last week and met Cassie. They must have 30 or more parrots and cockatoos and the big birds.
They're an exotic investment, and there's a lot of people who just can't handle that. So I think there's a necessity for a bird rescue, for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. So Cassie is going to come in, hopefully, with Magoo,
the
umbrella cockatoo.
I saw the picture.
Magoo is so cool. And talks. And we'll see if he's going to perform when she brings him in today. So,
Ooh. Yeah,
it's really interesting.
I hope he's sassy. I love sassy birds.
And then J.R. Radcliffe from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel sports reporter is joining us at 11:33 as we kick things around, talk about Packers game coming up this Sunday in Dallas.
All of a sudden, Amy's been a lifelong Packers fan, and she, when we were getting together, she would yell out linemen's individual names and go, "Come on, hit your freaking blocks." And lately she's been like, whatever. And all of a sudden, just this past like 2 weeks, she's been like, "Let's go," which is exciting for me because I like to see her excited.
Well, and we got a shot.
Anybody who's got a ticket to play has a shot.
Absolutely.
Any given Sunday.
You can always join us as well, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. You can call and or text, or if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitter, you can leave a comment there as well. Going to start things off with an article that I found in the Wisconsin Watch. It's an article from Jack Kelly talking about ranked choice voting and Final Five voting and how this is being kicked around here in Wisconsin. Not everyone, not surprisingly, likes this idea. One side, a group of lawmakers led by Senator Jesse James, a Republican from Altoona, wants both Final Five and ranked choice voting to be applied to Wisconsin's congressional and U.S. Senate races. On the other side, Representative Ty Bowden from Hilbert and Senator Dewey Strable from Saukville are pushing a constitutional amendment that would outlaw both of those systems in Wisconsin. That seems extreme, does it not?
It's one thing to say, let's keep the status quo. It's another thing to say, we'll never change it ever.
And we have to write it into law that you can never do this.
Yeah. Now, if you're interested, there are a couple of states that do have ranked choice voting, and
It's in Alaska is one of them.
Yeah, for sure. And I believe Oregon or Washington, I want to say. Please don't quote me on that because I'm not sure. But it's produced interesting results. And for me, anything that ends up with a better representative, I don't care what party you're from. If it incentivizes getting a better representative for your people, I'm all for it.
Well, and we've talked in the past about the current system as it is set up right now in the primaries, it's like, who can be the most extreme?
Because generally, you know, only people who are super into politics or really down with a party end up voting in primaries for the most part. I mean, that's just how it is right now. But again, is a lot of that because people are just, oh my God, this is ridiculous. You people are crazy. I can't deal with you. Just tell me who I'm voting for later. And if you have ranked choice voting, final five voting, you have to think about it a little bit more.
Yes, you do.
You have a real reason to go and say, who do I like more? And this is what people do every day. If you go on YouTube, pretty much half the videos on there are like, these are my rankings of everything for whoever famous YouTuber video or influencer. They all have their like, these are my ranks. These are my ranks for everything. I'm pretty sure we can do the same with politicians. And maybe, who knows, we might get someone who might be able to get in a position to make the correct or a good decision for people.
I'm going to try and explain it, and I still find this confusing, and I don't think I'm the only one.
It is a touch.
Who is a little slightly baffled by this. So final five voting involves all candidates, regardless of your party. So Democrats, Republicans, Independents, whoever, all the candidates, regardless of party, run in the same primary.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then of the five who get the most votes, they go on to the general election. So that could mean on the general election, there would be two Republicans, two Democrats, and one Libertarian, say, or one Independent.
Now, I believe over in the UK, this is what results in Mr. Top Hat. And like, there's a whole bunch of people that get every year run for prime minister or they're just the ridiculous party and things like that. That's when you get these type of people. But again, that doesn't necessarily mean that they ever get on the ballot, but you get more interesting and a more diverse group of people.
Right. So once those five move on to the general election, that's when ranked choice voting comes in. In this instance, voters rank your candidate in order of preference. So of the five, I like number five the most. I like number three second most, and so on and so on, right?
For example, this past election, the big, you know, presidential election, then the primary, there were a lot of people, and Bernie was sucking up a lot of votes for Biden, and there was a debate whether, you know, can Biden win again? And the debate was who could win against Trump, not necessarily who your best candidate was. So people were voting for Biden on the basis of they could beat Trump because we only have one that we can go with. Whereas ranked choice, you'd allow yourself to go and say, this is my favorite candidate, but if not, I can go with this person, this person, this person.
Yes.
And that's how it gets runoffs. You don't have to worry about runoffs, and you have a more accurate representation of what the people want. Because, and not only do you get a really better result, I believe, in the end, but you also get to see the trend of the rest of the candidates. So you can, like, Bernie Sanders made such an impact during the election in 16 and in 20, that what he wanted ended up becoming policy, or at least some of the policies that people pulled forward. Because he was so popular, you have to bring those people together. So if you get like, oh, this person won, but everybody else was kind of like, imagine a heavy Republican area that gets down to two candidates, but then the Democrat comes in second. That means that the Republican needs to go and make Democrats a little bit, you know,
and talk to them,
talk
right?
to them more.
Yeah.
You know, have a little bit more input into what is going to happen.
And this leads me to believe that's why there are some politicians who think this is a really bad idea.
Yeah. It also gets you to think about the essential question that should be asked in an election. What do I want in a representative? What makes the best representative? And for me, if you're looking at what happens today, things that are affecting the world today, things that your politician is going to have to go and deal with, there is technology out there right now that they're going to be voting on that none of us have any idea what it is. None of us right now have any grasp on what it is. Right now you have people who are talking about regulating, you know, social media and online media who have no concept of what it even is, let alone what they're regulating. And that doesn't mean that they're not intelligent people. You need people who can get information, a bunch of information, and adapt to it, and then be able to get a result that is best for the people they represent. That's a dynamic thing, and that doesn't necessarily mean that a Republican, a Democrat, that means a certain type of person that can take information, react to it, and translate it to the people that they represent. That's really the basics of what you're supposed to get.
844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Pat checking in, listening in Green Bay from the 715. Sarah Palin lost in a ranked choice election up in Alaska, which was hysterical. And then Andrew from Maine listening on 540 WAUK. What about making the constitutional amendment require a majority win 50% plus instead of a plurality to win any elected position or issue?
I'm down with that. To get to that part, that may be a struggle. That could be, I could see that being a stalemate for a long time. And again, you want something that gets the best candidate, but also isn't forever, because by the time that candidate gets in, things could be changed.
Yeah, definitely. People opposed to ranked choice voting say it results in ballots being thrown out, leaving some voters without a say if they don't rank all the candidates and the ones they do rank are eliminated.
That's in implementation and execution. And a lot of that is right now, we do have a lot of ballots that get thrown out. If people mark something wrong or didn't fill it out correctly, ballots do get thrown out, even if you can kind of figure out what it is. And that's honestly in the direction of from the direction of the Republicans saying you throw these. It's a matter of what your criteria is for throwing things out, not necessarily that things will get thrown out. Of course, ballots get thrown out now. Yeah, when you have more variables, of course, more ballots will get thrown out. But again, if you educate the people, you won't have to worry about it.
Well, and that's the thing. Dewey Strobel expressing concerns that when many Wisconsinites ask the legislature to simplify how our election system works, ranked choice voting further complicates it with calculations that dictate outcomes that are not intuitive to every voter. Well, that's why you need to explain it to people.
Yeah, he's just about saying the quiet part out loud. He thinks you are stupid. He thinks that you are too stupid to understand
to get how this works.
How this works. And really, it's not that much harder than learning how to play Monopoly.
844-967-2789 if you want to call or text or leave a comment on a live stream if you're watching on Facebook, YouTube, and or Twitter. Stay close. The wonderful, the only, fancy Brian Kelly is here with me in studio. This is Matt Nair on air across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Strange fascination, fascinating me.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
You want to feel important.
You want to be part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things.
You want to feel like you belong.
We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it.
We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers.
We are normal people just like you. But our part-time service in the Army National Guard means we get to be more.
When our communities are in need, we get the chance to stand up and do something about it.
We get to serve in our own region and help the people we call neighbors.
From the lake shores of Ohio, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Minnesota.
The fertile fields of Indiana, Illinois, and Iowa to the wide open plains of North and South Dakota.
We are here for our hometowns.
And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Good morning. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Brian Kelly, Calvin Butenoff on the board. Coming to you live from our studio in beautiful downtown Waukesha. If you like live music, Max Inc. Radio is really fantastic. Live in the Lair features a performance and interview with Blame It on Kane. That's going to happen this Saturday at 9 p.m. Blame It on Kane, an all-original rock band from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. So you can check out Max Inc. Radio. Just download the Civic Media app, and you can listen to all the stations and all the programs and all the things.
There's a lot.
There's a lot. We got a lot of stations, lots of shows, lots of things going on.
And so if you like local music,
you're
going to
love
Max
this.
Inc.
Yeah,
Max Inc. is fantastic.
It really is. Mm-hmm. We've been talking about the potential for See, you know exactly what I meant.
Yeah, I said that with necessity earlier.
Ranked choice voting and final five voting. So final five voting involves all the candidates, regardless of party. The five who get the most move on to the general election. And then in the general, there's ranked choice voting, where voters rank the candidate in order of their preference. After each round, the one who gets the fewest votes is eliminated. The voters who ranked that candidate first, those ballots get redistributed based on the next choice. So that process keeps going until one candidate finally ends up with a majority. Another text, if you vote for a losing candidate, your vote still counts. It's not thrown out. Well, yeah, exactly, Andrew. You're absolutely right.
You get more people involved, I think. And I think you get a little bit better of an idea of what the people actually want. But my goodness, that's scary.
I know.
It?
Do we really want that, Brian?
Well, there's a certain party that, or at least a group of people within a certain party that thinks you're too stupid to understand how this works.
We're gonna do deeper dives into this too, because this issue, I don't think this is gonna go away.
Yeah, and honestly, it's one of the pet issues of our station owner. To be honest, Sage is really big on ranked choice voting, and I agree with him. I think it's if you can get more data, oh my goodness, wouldn't that be better? It is what I think they call it, the information age.
Is it?
Yeah, I'm just told. Again, I'm just telling you what I'm hearing.
I don't know this at all. Mike from Kenosha is on the line, 844-967-2789. If you want to check in. Good morning, Mike. Thanks for joining the show. What did you want to say?
Yeah, thanks. I appreciate you. You know, love the idea about ranked choice, but quite frankly, I'm not sure our citizenry can meet the standards of knowledge, of candidates, platforms, systems. We need a complete overhaul, in my opinion, of our voting system, starting with money, starting with being able to handle more than one or two things at the same time. I mean, we've got our hands full. But the ranked choice, it works, I think, very, very well. But it really counts on an informed citizenship. And I question that, and I want to get your feedback. If
Mike,
you think in 2024 that we the people can handle it.
Mike, this is the debate for me in my mind. Do you trust the people or do you not trust the people? Because at the end of the day, if you're pro democracy, if you're really into democracy, doesn't matter if you don't trust the people. You have to trust the people, because that's what democracy is. If you want authoritarian rule, if you want a draconian type of situation, if you want the possibility of maybe getting lucky and getting a benevolent dictator, which is apparently the best form of government, at least the most efficient, then that's what you want to have happen. But again, you have to trust the people in order for democracy to work. Democracy is always dependent upon an informed populace. And part of the reason why we don't have the best government is because we haven't had an informed populace. And a lot of that is because we vote for people who make us feel good or say the right thing or do the right thing in the right way and don't have any trouble. But then when it comes to things like, I don't know, paving our streets and educating our kids, they don't know how to do that in today's age. And they don't even care about doing it because, again, they have another election coming around the next cycle and there's never a not election. Having ranked choice voting is I like it because it's a simple solution that kind of takes care of things like money in politics. And it kind of like incentivizes better people, I think.
What do you think, Mike?
In grade schools, middle schools, high schools, some of the democratic infrastructure required to have a thriving democracy, if you will. With today's world of alternative news and two sides or three sides to the story, I'm not sure that we have a public that can really, you know, sift through it in a way it needs to be done.
Let me give you a little bit of hope here. The GOP in this state up until, you know, recently has slashed or cut, you know, education funding or not really renewed it or just kept it at maintaining levels. But statewide, local communities statewide always vote to add to their education bill. They always vote to add more money. They vote to tax themselves to educate their people more, especially if they have the money to do so. That's a good, that means that the people actually do know what they want. And sometimes, a lot of times, our election system depresses those people who just want the schools to work and their roads to run. And I really think that as a comedian coming up, I was always told to play to the highest level in the room because people will elevate themselves to you. If you are down in the gutter, people will stay down in the gutter and that's where they'll be. But if you play to the highest level in the room, people will rise up. Yep.
Thank you so much for your call, Mike, and thank you so much for listening. Really appreciate it. 844-967-2789. A texter from the 608, James at WFHR, asked Senator Teston and Representative Krug about this on Midday Magazine. If I remember correctly, Teston specifically said it is too complicated for the average voter. Thank you, Laura from Rapids. I am not an optimist, Brian, but I would like to believe that you're right, that we can educate people. We can get people involved. And I certainly think for people like in Calvin's generation, younger generations, I think they're going to be far more involved and far more aware going forward.
Because I think they get that this involves more people and gets more, you know, ideas in the pot, which is really what we want to have happen.
Yes.
You just want to get better people. And again, I want a strong Republican Party and a strong Democratic Party so that we can, and maybe, who knows, this may even open a door to someone who has a third party candidate who actually is better in a certain area. My goodness. Wow.
Oh, yeah. God, you're wacky. What a wacky idea.
Another idea?
Another idea. All right. When we return, we have the news coming up next, coming up at 11 o'clock. I highly encourage you to join watching on the live stream. We're going to have Cassie and Magoo, the Umbrella Cockatoo, will be live with us in studio at 11:06. Stay right here. This is Matt Nair on air on the Civic Media Radio Network.
is locally grown radio, WFHR.
CBS News Brief. One man is dead after an avalanche tore through a section of trails at a California ski resort near Lake Tahoe. This woman was getting ready to hit the slopes when it happened.
I was halfway up the chair when I saw somebody go, there it goes, because the slough had just happened. The avalanche had just fallen.
Two Republican presidential candidates debated on CNN, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, and former UN Ambassador Nikki Haley, who noted the absence of the party's leading candidate.
I wish Donald Trump was up here on this stage. He's the one that I'm running against. He's the one that I wish would be here. He needs to be defending his record.
DeSantis promised he'd take action at the southern border if elected.
We will build a wall. We will actually have Mexico pay for it in the way that I thought Donald Trump was. We're going to charge fees on remittances that workers send to foreign countries.
Former President Trump was on Fox News in a town hall that, like the debate, happened in Des Moines, Iowa. CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wuggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. State health officials are urging pregnant women to get vaccinated after 580 children in Wisconsin age 2 and younger have landed in the hospital with RSV. Three of them died. New RSV vaccines are also recommended for adults 60 and older. They can be had at clinics and pharmacies. Doctors are urging people to get shots for flu and COVID, too. Wisconsin is one of the leading states for vehicle crashes with wildlife. Experts fear things will get worse as more rural areas get developed.
Roads, fences, development, things like that are all types of fragmentation that decrease connectivity for wildlife to be able to move across the landscapes.
Jeremy Romero is with the National Wildlife Federation. The federal government is rolling out a pilot program. States can apply for grants to build safe wildlife crossings. I'm Nate Wuggehout, Civic Media News.
Hey everybody, glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A couple of inches of snow in the overnight. We'll see lows dropping to the lower 20s. Clouds in upper 20s Thursday. Thursday night, snow developing after midnight. It will be heavy at times Friday into Friday night, and a winter storm watch is in effect. It's 24 at our studios.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my community and those I care about safe from threats. Learn more about how you too can live and serve part-time close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard, aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
What's your go-to when the cold winds of winter blow? A heavy coat? A hat? For many of us, it's lip stuff, too. But did you know one of the most popular brands, Carmex, the one in the little yellow tube or tub, is a Wisconsin product? It's made in Franklin, a suburb of Milwaukee, and it's shipped to more than 60 countries every year. So can you guess the original use for Carmex? Fixing squeaky doors, actual lip balm, or to soften baseball gloves? The answer coming up. Alfred Woolwing created Carmex in the kitchen of his Dodge County home in Rubicon in 1937. He hand-poured thousands of jars until deciding to automate the manufacturing process in the 70s. Now, can you guess the original use for Carmex when it was created? created more than 80 years ago. It's always been meant to be a lip balm, but people use it on other dry or itchy skin areas too. It remains a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network. Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.